Let's spend some time this morning remembering Tony Curtis, who has died at the age of 85. This is the Tony Curtis people think of first. He and Jack Lemmon planned to dress as women to avoid gangsters in the 1950s comedy Some Like It Hot.
Joe, we gotta get out of town. Maybe we should grow beards or something.
We are getting out of town, but we're gonna shave.
Shave?
Shave.
At a time like this, those guys got machine guns ready to blast our heads off. You wanna shave?
Shave our legs, stupid.
Shave our legs? What?
Shave their legs as they prepare to dress in drag. Our film critic Bob Mondello is here to tell us what else we should remember about Tony Curtis. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
His obituary calls him one of Hollywood's busiest playboys. How was he as an actor, though?
Well, actually, it was interesting because it took him a while to get taken seriously as an actor. He had three strikes against him. He was so good-looking. The curly hair, the sort of chiseled features, blue eyes. He was part of a Hollywood power couple, he and Janet Leigh, who were sort of the Brangelina of their day. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, too. And he was so good at comedy. And audiences loved him in comedy. So getting himself taken seriously for more serious roles was tough.
Although let's remember that he did manage to do that in a relatively early role in 1958. There's a movie called The Defiant Ones. He's with mm-hmm. Sidney Poitier here. They're playing two escaped convicts, and they are shackled together. Let's listen to a little bit. In this clip, they're arguing over which direction to go after getting out of prison. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in jail?
8 years.
Then how do you know the train's still running?
I don't know.
You don't know? You asking me to go 60 miles with you and you don't even know? What are you inviting me on? A long walk off a short pier and I'm going to come up with a wet head? Nothing doing. Now, come on.
Just an amazing performance. These two guys shackled together and
right.
The camera's just on them and on them.
And so different from what we just heard in the other clip, which was only about a year away. He was really versatile. And the nice thing about his performances, he didn't want to be typecast. And so he kept doing these various things, actually, he was nominated for an Oscar for Defiant Ones, and he wanted that Oscar badly. And he did a lot of different things that were kind of out there. He was in costume epics like Spartacus. He was in The Sweet Smell of Success, where he played a hustling press agent opposite Burt Lancaster. He was forever going for the gold, in a way, and was terrific at it.
Well, given the incredible variety of roles that he played, is there anything in common in the end, any themes that he went back to again and again?
Well, he was almost always an outsider, and he may have taken that from his own life. He was born Bernard Schwartz, and grew up in the Bronx in the Depression. It had a really tough life when he was growing up. He was actually an orphan at one point. And so playing the outsider who gets by on charm, on good looks, on all of that kind of thing, came so naturally to him. And he really could use it. So you see that in almost everything he does.
Where did the name Tony Curtis come from?
They made it up for him, or he made it up at some point. He went with, I think it was James Curtis for a little while, and then went with Tony finally. It was one of those things they did back in the 50s.
Okay. Bob, thanks very much.
Sure.
That's NPR's Bob Mondello on this morning when we're learning that the actor Tony Curtis has died at age 85. Now, in 2001, Curtis told NPR that he enjoyed being one of Hollywood's elder statesmen.
I'm now giving into some of the joys that I've experienced in my lifetime. You know, I'm a painter, I write poetry, I'm invited to different places to speak on movies, and I just get up and talk to them like I'm talking to you. I don't have to research anything. I am the research.
The late Tony Curtis in 2001, at the end of a career that started when a talent scout spotted him. His first contract in Hollywood paid him $75 a week. This is NPR News.